I remember cuddling up in bed, so excited to hear the next chapter under those funny wool blankets. It's amazing that the things that you remember before we had doonas with the satin edge, and my I would always hold my cat just before the bedtime story. My cat didn't like it. It was unwillingly trapped in my arms, purring in that really slightly demonic, overly casual way that cats do when they're waiting for you to relax just enough that they can escape as soon as you loosen your grip. And the story that I remember is The Wind in the Willows. I loved Ratty and Mole and the descriptions of all the little houses under the ground, and it broke my heart, the bit where Ratty so desperately, after just wanting to travel, then realises that the place he really wants to be is home. And for me, that is the first book that really started a lifelong love of stories and storytelling. And it's the first time I remember being so lost in a story that the world I created in my head was almost as real as the world that I lived in.
I don't know if you'd call it a book that had changed my life, but one that moved me really greatly, and it was quite a few years ago now when I read it, was a book called The Cider House Rules. It struck a chord with me, I think, because I identified with the kid in it, the main character, probably because of events that happened to me at boarding school when I was much, much younger. His sense of detachment and isolation and longing for something away from where he was, where he's at one stage in the book sitting on top of the cider house looking out towards the lights on the coast, somewhere that just seemed impossible to get to. And yet one day he just dreamed of going there. I don't know, it was just something about that book that struck me as evocative, or it was just me. I really like John Irving's work anyway, because I like The World According to Garp and Hotel New Hampshire. But The Cider House Rules just somehow ticked all the boxes, as they say.
I'm Karina Cavaglio. I present the evening news for the ABC in Perth. I guess a book that has inspired me in some way is The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. He's a Lebanese poet, and the book is a series of poems about love, life, pain, religion, beauty. It's just a really inspiring and insightful book with the most beautiful language, and the way he talks about issues and things that would happen in one's life, it gives you a sense of hope.
Hi, Russell Wolfe here. A book that changed my life. I was disturbed to read a report out of the UK recently that parents don't have time to read to their kids anymore. It's just such a shame. I must thank my mum and dad for reading to me every night when I was a kid, and that means that we went through all of the Enid Blyton books, of course, and I loved them. But maybe one that changed my little world was one that was read to us by our primary school headmaster, Michael Singer, when I was grade 3 or 4, something like that. Every day at a certain time, he'd sit in front of us and read from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World. And you would get carried away to that plateau in the Amazon with all the prehistoric dinosaurs and other animals. It was just fantastic. Kids, you may want to go and look up overhead projector, because Mr. Singer also used to have a habit of writing stuff onto an overhead projector, and if he'd made a mistake, he'd put a bit of spit onto a tissue and wipe it off. And we would sit back alarmed looking at this giant vision of saliva bubbles on the wall in the class. A lot of teachers, I guess, are responsible for getting a lot of good books in front of young ears and eyes. And I thank Michael Singer for that one. The Lost World from 1912.
Okay, today, Julian. I'm going to have something slightly different for you. I was going to say my most influential book, we'll talk about my most influential book, 1984 by George Orwell, which is, of course, a searing and wonderful novel. But I'm actually going to suggest, in terms of influence, Calvin and Hobbes, the comic strip by Bill Waterson. I went to one of those schools in England that was very career orientated, you know, become an accountant, becoming a captain of industry, grr. And I was kind of in that zone. And then I read Calvin and Hobbes, and it helped me reflect back on my own childhood, which was interesting and exciting in its own way. And that then helped me realize more about who I was than any book I'd read to that point. And it helped me realize more about what I wanted to be and the kind of life I wanted to live. It took a six-year-old boy, little psychopathic six-year-old boy, and his tiger to teach me about sucking the moments out of life, about how quickly the seasons come and go, and if you don't snatch them when you get the chance, they completely pass you by. That was the series of books that taught me that life was for the living. That had a huge, huge impact on my direction when I was a teenager. Not to be read in single extracts in newspapers, to be devoured in great, hungry chunks. It makes me weep with laughter, and it really makes you think. I think Calvin and Hobbes by Bill Waterson cannot be underestimated. Go get it for your kids. I'm going to go out and play.